Every now and then, a news story comes along of such momentous importance that we must all sit up and take notice. This is not one of those stories. If it is information you crave, we'll have more in a few minutes, but for now, we're going to visit a world that is uniquely that of the Fire Sign Theater.
This is Reverend Bill Barnstormer from the First Deformed Church of Science Fiction. And I'd like to speak to all the Willies and Wilmas out there about the new No Jokes About America legislation pending now before Congress. Sure, I know most of you get your jokes from Cosby's Kids and those pathetic lost souls getting temporarily rich and famous on the Poverty Channel's new hit, Orwell 3. But we must never again let ourselves laugh at a president or a vice president who not only can't say he's not a crook, but can't put one word ahead of another and whistle America under wraps at the same time. We must rid our airwaves, fun parks, nightclubs, and rock bands of jokes which can only aid and abet our enemies. We must learn to take seriously our unelected administrative undersecretaries, because doing otherwise undermines our ability to save us from ourselves. So, if you agree with me that the rest of our precious country ought to be run just like an airport security checkpoint, tell your congressperson to vote yes for No Jokes About America.
9/11 has passed and nothing but old tapes on the tube from Osama bin Laden and his buddies. We thought we'd find out why from Al-Qaeda's former director of media relations, who wishes to be referred to as Mr. Smith.
That's right.
Well, why Mr. Smith?
Well, when I joined up with Osama, I became Fatwa al-Jihad. But now that I've been tossed out of the tent, so to speak, it doesn't look so good anymore at the top of my resume.
Pardon me, but how could you work for these guys in the first place?
Blame it on youthful enthusiasm, blame it on the job market, blame it on the business. Believe me, in PR, there are worse clients. Anna Nicole Smith, for example.
Mr. Smith, why didn't we hear anything fresh from Al-Qaeda on 9/11?
Are you kidding? What with all the speeches and specials, they didn't have a snowball's chance in Saudi Arabia of getting on. Even Al Jazeera turned them down, the ingrates. Al-Qaeda put them on the map.
So what did they do? Just hide out and sulk?
Oh, no, they have TCN.
TCN?
The Taliban Cave Network. It reaches all of their hideouts. They reran some of their local hits, like My Night in the Cave, Cooking with Detonators, Fleeing Through Pakistan on 5 donkeys a day, you know.
Well, there's one way they could get worldwide coverage in a heartbeat. Bring back Osama.
Oh, yeah. He was their Elvis. You could tape him picking his teeth, and bingo, he'd be on every channel in the world.
You speak of him in the past tense as if he were dead.
No, he's alive, but he's not available. He won't do TV.
Because he's afraid to come out of hiding?
No. He doesn't like any of the scripts we developed for him. Look, listen to this one. Tell me what you think. It's called Let's Talk Terror. A natural for late night. He comes out and he does a little Wahhabi stand-up, like, what do you get when you cross a fundamentalist with a know-it-all?
What?
An Ayatollah so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Then he sits down on the rug with Saddam and talks fashion, like, what gun goes with what suit? Then, Mullah Omar appears and gets a makeover, and he needs one. Here's another one. It's a sitcom called Just Shoot 'Em. Osama is a cell leader in a Hamburg safe house, but it's hardly safe because he's in charge of a gang of young fanatics, kids falling in love, partying, blowing each other up. It's a riot.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, but Mr. Too Big for His Turban has his own idea. It's called Politically Incomprehensible. He sits around with a bunch of half-baked clerics and plots the destruction of the West. I said to him, Osama, where's the feel-good in that? He wouldn't listen. That's why I left.
What next, Mr. Smith?
I'm thinking of working for Bush. Help him sell the war on Iraq. I've already got the slogan. It's a damn shame he's still there. He'll love it! Now, if I can only get it past Ari Fleischer.
Good luck, Mr. Smith.
And now, grit your teeth and clench your fists. It's time for the adventures of Nick Danger, Third Eye.
This is Nick Danger speaking. And here's a tough little story I like to call Lucky Liability. You see, it all started when I got a call from Lieutenant Alvin Bradshaw down at Fun Fun Town Police Headquarters.
Hey, Nicky, I got a little problem here.
Problem, Al? What, too little authority? Not enough people to boss around? Not enough laws to enforce?
Well, yeah, but this is even worse. The Fried Food and Drug Administration has called a town-wide alert. People are as fat as can be. But the courtroom is empty. Nobody's suing anyone over this.
Oh, hey, that's not my fault.
It's got to be somebody's fault. And in my world, that means it's your fault.
I took a walk down to the biggest and fastest fat food joint in town, Rocky's Dreaded Popcorn Shrimp.
Please, take as much as you want. Now my plan is complete. I've loaded up all the burgers and flies with ultra-pretty polyunsaturated fat, and I've convinced the people of Fun Fun Town that they have free will, so I'm not responsible for what they eat. They are the fools! Obese people with no desire to sue me!
I could see this would be a big problem. If you can sue a ladder maker because you fall off his ladder, if you can sue a paper bag company because you suffocate yourself with the bag... I see, life is good. If people begin to think they're responsible for their own eating habits, though, society will crumble. What would be next?
What's next, Nick, is that this episode is all too quickly coming to an end.
Hey.
In fact, I'm not seeing that it was much of an episode to begin with.
Well, not everything's that simple, Dwight. Sometimes a detective gotta take what's given to him.
Here you go.
Oh, and look, Rocky just gave me a double order of his dreaded popcorn shrimp.
You've been overstuffed with the adventures of Nick Danger, Third Eye.
What good is the third eye?
It holds his head up.
This is Milk Komboski, FireSign's financial advisor, with an inside tip on how to bull your way through the bear market. Just turn your home phone into a 900 number and start making money on the very next call. And why not? Time is money, and since the bubble burst, time is all you got. You know what a pain in the butt wrong numbers are and those fax tones at 5 a.m.? Well, now it's no pain, all gain. Or your mother-in-law calls to tell you what a bum you are, as if you didn't know, at $2 a minute? Let the battle axe babble! Also, there's no better way to get even with those creditors dunning you about that overdue car loan. Let them call, and in no time at all, they'll pay off the balance. And those computerized messages? Hey, the longer the pitch, the better the catch. If you need more information, just give me a call at 1-900-MILK.
Surrealism from the Firesign Theater. Phil Austin, Peter Bergman, David Ostman, and Phil Proctor. Their latest CD is The Bride of Firesign. For more about them, you can visit our website, npr.org.